Hello and welcome to the Knee Pain Guru. My name is Bill Paravano, and this week we have a question from Ashley. She's asking about her son. She says, my son is 11 years old and has been struggling with his knees for about 4 years. He has been an active sportsman and plays and competes at the highest level in soccer, cricket, and swimming. But his achievement at all levels and disciplines has come at a price, extreme knee pain. He describes it as located just below the kneecap and at times around the kneecap. It seems to be at its worst presently, and we have decided to take a break until they are fully recovered. It's very difficult for him not to compete. What are your thoughts regarding speeding up his recovery, and what exercises should he consider? Okay. Well, as far as therapy for pain in the knees, and you're going to see a lot of this, especially with kids. A child who's 11 years old, what ends up happening is the muscles grow very quickly. The bones grow very quickly. However, the attachments to the bones do not grow as quickly as the rest of it. And what tends to happen is that the joint gets to become a little bit unstable. And this is also what happens when you have like a weekend warrior, a person who will be very sedative during the week and not really exercise. And on the weekends, they'll go and exercise very hard. So what happens is their body is not ready for that type of performance, whether it's basketball, whether it's soccer, cricket, baseball, football, whatever it is. So what ends up happening is that the joints get really tested at that point in time, and the joints aren't prepared. They're not strong. They're not solid. They're not stable. And what you're finding is the very same thing in children, is that the joints aren't strong and stable and solid. So there are two things that are happening when your son is experiencing knee pain, especially below the kneecap. It's what's referred to as a femur override, which is basically the bone in the upper leg is slid slightly forward and over the top of the bones in the lower leg. So what's going to happen is it's going to make it kind of difficult to straighten out the leg, and it ends up impinging on the nerves in front of and below the kneecap. So what needs to happen, first of all, in terms of knee pain, we need to relax the tension off of what's going on in that spot in front of the knee, below the kneecap. We want to create the space to take the pressure off of the nerves that are going on, that are being impinged upon in the knee. Once we take that pressure off, then what we want to do is begin to do exercises that are specifically designed to strengthen the tendons and ligaments in the knee joint itself. And that's very slow and controlled exercises that build strength in the joint, that build the tendon and ligament strength. Now, that's what the knee therapy is going to look like. That is what's going to make the joint stable and solid and strong. And at the same time, the legs are going to feel light, loose, and free. And that's very important when looking at a knee therapy. The knee therapy has to focus on the joint. We have to be looking at the joint because that's where the issue is. That's where the problem is originating, or it's actually ending up. And it's important to look at the entire picture as well, like what's going on in the ankles and what's going on in the hips. And the exercises that need to be done for the knee therapy need to be in a sense of using functional movement for the body. For instance, just doing leg extensions or leg curls or leg raises or calf raises to build up the muscles in the legs are not going to get rid of the pain in the knees. The reason why is, especially with leg extensions and leg raises and leg curls and calf raises, the only thing that you're going to get better at are leg raises, leg curls, leg extensions, and calf raises. So what needs to happen is we need to make functional exercise for the knee. We need to get it so when your son is playing cricket, when he's playing soccer, when he's swimming, that the knee is going to be solid and stable, that it's going to be supported. And when it's supported, then the pain doesn't reoccur. The pressure is off of the nerves. We've already taken the pressure off of the nerves. And what we've done is gone in there and make the joint real solid. Because when the tendons and ligaments are weak, when you're running down the field, or when your son is running down the field, and they stop very quickly, what ends up happening is that's that femur override that I was talking about. The bones in the upper leg keep sliding forward while the bones in the lower leg are already stopped. And usually what happens is there's a pattern that'll go on with both the foot, between the foot and the bones in the lower leg, as well as the bones in the lower leg and the bones in the upper leg. So there'll also be a sore spot right in front of the ankle above the foot. There'll be like a little divot that you can push in with your finger, and that's going to be real sensitive and real tender as well. So there'll be the spot right in front of the ankle in the little divot, as well as you'll have the soreness as far as the knee goes below the kneecap. This means it's a bigger tension pattern that's going on from the foot to the knee, and it's probably going on into the hip as well. So the idea is, and I go over this in my virtual clinic, the specific stretches, and they are stretches, and I refer to them as passive stretches, that cause the nervous system to reset itself. And that's what takes the pressure off of what's going on below the knee. That also takes the pressure off of what's going on below the ankle. And at the same time, then we need to get into the exercises that are going to strengthen the tendons and ligaments in the knee, which are found in my knee, in my ebook, Stop Your Knee Pain Now. So as far as therapy goes, I would get into the virtual clinic, I would get my ebook, and begin to look at those exercises, specifically the Roman chair and the slow squat, which are going to build the stability in the knee joint, and then get into the passive stretching section of my virtual clinic, and that's going to show the specific exercises that will help you get over what's going on so your son can get back and play cricket and soccer and do all the things that he'd love to do. Because there's no reason. 11 years old, as long as nothing is broken or torn, and of course I didn't cover this in the beginning, this of course is in the assumption that nothing is broken or torn. You've gone to the doctor, you've gotten it checked out, the doctor has said there's no problems as far as anything being broken or torn, and it's just, you just have knee pain. So get that checked out first, then I would go ahead and proceed with the suggestions that I've made in this podcast. If you aren't sure where to start, the best thing to do, you know, of course, if you're listening to this podcast, go to my website, thekneepainguru.com. Fill in your first name and valid email address, and I will send you the 5 key components that I believe are crucial to getting over chronic knee pain. Of course, when I go over in these podcasts, they're going to be individual specific based on the questions that I receive. And of course, every situation is going to be different. Every experience of knee pain is unique. So it's important to figure out the combination of those 5 components that is important for each individual to pursue to completely get over chronic knee pain so you can get back and enjoy the life that you would love to live. So, thank you so much for listening to The Call, and I will see you next time.